of the crust.
Fascination. Let me leave with you the words of the final stanza of our national anthem written by Francis Scott Key. O thus be it e'er when free men shall stand between their loved homes and the war's desolation, blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven-rescued land praise the power that has made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must when our cause it is just, and this be our motto: in God is our trust. Then the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Friend, what are your true colors? Really? Have the contours of the cross been eroded in your life? The only hope for America is to restore the contours of the cross in the life of those who profess the name of Christ. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Make sure you get your copy of The Return. It's on our website. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. All America, particularly Christian America, must read this book, The Return.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Jeff Grossmeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the Faith.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Well, just fine.
Well, I was reading your latest International Forecaster, and you had a quotation there from George Soros, the multi-billionaire, who's certainly one of the richest men in the world. And George Soros, it almost seemed like he was reading your newsletter. He was talking about how, of course, Europe is entering the second act. We're going to see the exact terminology I can't recall, but it was basically the financial destruction of the European currency. What in heaven's name is he talking about?
Well, he's talking about the end of the euro, which he thinks is going to end, and I do as well. Timeline, anywhere between 6 months and a year and a half. Greece is already printing up drachmas secretly, and I've got that from two very wealthy subscribers in Athens. And I think the other pigs, as they're called, will follow Greece, and I think that'll be the end of the Europe, and I think that the Germans will be very happy about it. In fact, some of the companies are now quoting the price of shares, gold bullion, gold coins, and other things parallel in euros as well as Deutschmarks. And so it's begun. And I was on German television, radio, etc. today, and that'll be syndicated worldwide, but it'll be in Europe first. And I said relatively the same thing. And I think it's the best thing that ever happened to the Germans, because they never wanted to be in the Eurozone, and they never really wanted to be in the European Union. They were just being forced to, as another emotional payment for World War II, and, you know, that's over. I mean, these people have given for 65 years, and I think enough is enough. And
we've kept our troops stationed in Germany so they would be subservient to us. We've certainly provided a great deal of money so that they didn't actually have to put the money out themselves, so for their own defense. And certainly I think it's time that we pulled our troops out of Europe. We gave them the freedom to do with their society what they want to. It's time that America stopped trying to dominate the whole world and force them into this one world government.
Well, I think the only way that America can exist and has existed since probably the Spanish-American War is that they decided that they had to have a military-industrial complex, which generated perpetual warfare in synchronization with the highs and lows in markets, the cyclical nature that they created within markets. And this is a game that they've been playing. You and I have been talking about it for 50 years, and very few are listening, but lots are now, because they lost all their money in their homes and lose more. And when the stock market goes down and the bond market goes down, they're going to lose what they've got left.
Well, I think we're in very, very difficult times, ladies and gentlemen. You have to understand what's going on. The media is lying to you. The media is controlled by this Brotherhood of Darkness. The last thing they want is for the American people to understand and to prepare for the difficult times that lie ahead, or to point the finger at who is really responsible, and this is this small cabal of people aligned with the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, the Club of Rome, the Illuminati, if you will. Well, Bobby, go right ahead.
So we don't want to disappoint twice convicted felon George Soros, and most people don't know about that. And we don't want to feel bad about trying to legalize marijuana and setting up all those colored revolutions in Eastern Europe over the last several years, which have all ended in failure. But that's what George is instructed to do by his Illuminist masters, from who and by whom he makes these incredible amounts of money. And he does that because he has an inside track on everything. And it's usually the history of people like him and Kissinger that when they die, all of their wealth reverts to the Illuminist conclave, if you may. And so he has served Satan, and he obviously has enjoyed doing that, and probably he doesn't believe that there is a hereafter, and so that's why he does what he does. He's a diabolical, evil human being.
Well, there are a lot of them out there, and they're in key positions, and what most people don't understand is that many of the people of great wealth through the centuries have been aligned with the occult. Certainly this is true of Andrew Carnegie and J.P. Morgan and the Mellons and Henry Ford, and of course the Rothschild family has been affiliated with the occult, and the Rockefeller family, members of the Rockefeller family, have been certainly affiliated with the occult. And until people understand the spiritual force that energizes these people, who've given everything for wealth and fame and but of course, in the end, there's a terrible, terrible price to pay.
You're right. And I hope many, many people are listening to hear that concept of good against evil. Because that's really what it is. I discovered that the formula was that simple back in the early 60s. But like yourself, I had to learn all the things that we had to know to understand why these people did what they did and who they were and what they were up to. And we did that very successfully because now we've got them on the run. And fortunately, we've had the help of others here, in particularly the last 5 years, and the Internet and others who have radio programs that talk about issues that mainline media will not talk about.
Hold that thought, Bob. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Bob was just talking about the satanic conspiracy, these satanic forces that energize these people of great wealth, like George Soros and so many of the billionaires of today, who have basically made some sort of an agreement with the Prince of Darkness, and they've got fame, and they've got wealth, and they've got power, but they're going to be terrible, terrible prices to pay. But Bob made the point that actually today, more and more people are becoming aware of what this is all about, this spiritual battle for the souls of men, and through the miracle of the Internet and shortwave and alternative radio, a lot of people are getting this out, and people for the first time are beginning to be able to put things into clear perspectives. Go right ahead, Bob.
You know, I think people have got to understand that many, if not most, of the events that you see, which are very negative, are created by these people. The terrorist so-called Obama in Times Square, who belong to a cell that was controlled by the CIA in Pakistan. The mysterious sinking of a South Korean ship out of nowhere, out of thin air. First it was a mine, and then it was a torpedo, and make up your mind. And now we have this supposed oil situation, which is not going to go away anytime quickly, because they've obviously tapped in to a main source of oil. And as I mentioned earlier, I have a videotape, or a movie, that I picked up this morning that was sent to me by some young men who were out fishing in the Gulf. And they were going to go over and try to catch bait fish in the evening under the platform which attracts fish. And they were on their way, and they see the lights go out on the platform, and then two rays come down from the heavens distinctly. You can't miss it. And they were blue in color, and they just wiped out the platform. And it kept up for about, I'll guess, at 8 or 10 minutes. And we have that link in Wednesday's edition of the International Forecaster. And I found it interesting that some fishermen who commercially fish for grouper found a U.S. Air Force drone in the water. They thought it was a life raft. And when they get up close, they saw what it was, and they towed it in. And the military said, from Ellis Air Force Base, I think it was, oh, we'll use those for practice all the time. Whether it has any significance or not, I don't know. But the point is, on the first thing, you've got to see this movie, videotape, whatever it is, because it's certainly convincing.
Well, I think the one most important thing, I don't know why it started, but I'm certain that BP knows exactly what to do. They had this massive, great big cap they put down over it very, very shortly after the leak began. And they said, oh, we can't leave it there. There are methane crystals forming in there. Why? Methane could explode, you know. Well, there's no oxygen down there. How's methane going to explode down there without oxygen? But even more than that, all they had to do is put a pipe on the top of it and to funnel all the oil up, that they haven't done it. And you cannot tell me a multi-billion dollar company could be this inept unintentionally. And about 48 days after the onset of the oil spill, President Obama gave British Petroleum 3 days. I'm going to give him a little ultimatum. 3 days, you've got to come up with a solution. Well, the 3 days have come. The 3 days have gone. There is no solution. There's not going to be a solution. This is going to, of course, probably destroy British Petroleum. There's not enough money in the world to make up for all the damage that they've done. This is going to, in turn, begin to bankrupt Great Britain, because, of course, so many of the pension funds and insurance policies are invested in British Petroleum. It's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. But apparently, the British people are getting very angry with the Americans because we're blaming British Petroleum. But, of course, British Petroleum is a British company that is very, very closely affiliated with the British government. Have you heard these stories?
Yes, and the Queen holds a large position in the company, as does the Queen of the Netherlands and the Rothschild interests. But it was a false flag event, as far as I'm concerned. You know, I don't have any concrete proof, but I know how to back into things. When you have Goldman Sachs, 3 weeks before, sell out 44% of their position, and you can bet they use derivatives to freeze the rest of their
position. Well, I think it's significant that Peter Sutherland was the actually CEO of British Petroleum for many years, and suddenly he steps down from there. And where does he go to work? He goes to work for one of the major corporations affiliated with Goldman Sachs. And then just a few weeks before the attack, they sell 46% of their stock in British Petroleum before the stock cascades down. Is that just coincidence?
There is no such thing. And then the new president of that company sold one-third of his interest, and we wonder whether he used derivatives or shorted it against the box in the remainder. And then you have Halliburton taking over the company that attends to problems in oil rigs 3 weeks before it happened. And then this movie, I mean, you've all got to see it. In black and, you know, white, so to speak. It's there. I mean, some government did this. And my guess is it's the U.S. government. And they blew that thing up. And nobody can tell me they didn't, because I saw it.
Well, I think we're living in very, very uncertain times, and this may be a prelude to even greater tragedies, but certainly this is going to have a severe economic impact, certainly on Florida, on all those states bordering the Gulf. I know people living in Florida are telling me that everybody's down there talking about selling their homes and moving elsewhere. A friend of mine lives in Florida, just asking me about buying property up in the Napa Valley, the Valley of the Moon, and you know, he wants to get out of there. He thinks the oil spill is going to destroy the beaches and pollute, you know, a good deal of the area where he lives in. So I mean, this is going to be a terrible, terrible tragedy, no question at all. And I think it all could have been avoided very early on, and they intentionally did not do what was logical. But they try to give you the impression they're really going to come up with something maybe next week. And how gullible do they think the American people are? Well, unfortunately, the American people are terribly gullible because nobody's telling them the truth. That's why I think that your newsletter is so vitally important, Bob, and I read it religiously every time it comes.
Well, we've had so many pieces of information that are good that I've had to cut it down because there's so many of them, and they're all very damning. And, you know, with the talk radio and the publications and the Internet, they're not going to get away with it. Everybody in the country is going to know that this was done deliberately.
Well, they're putting out a lot of, certainly extraneous material to get people upset. I had some woman call me this morning and told me that she heard that the Navy is doing a bombing carpet trial, you know, of simulated carpet bombings over the Gulf, not too far away from where this is going on. And I said, I just don't believe that. I mean, you know, these people may be crazy, but they're not that crazy, you know, to be dropping bombs that might disrupt what's going on. I think they're just trying to get people upset. They put out all this information. You're so overloaded with information, you just can't think and think effectively. You can't see the forest for all the trees that they're planting there to confuse you.
Well, that's why we harvest, which we think is the best, plus our own writing and plus the recommendations on investments.
Right. Well,
and there's nothing out there that can compare to it. Just nothing.
You're speaking now of the International Forecaster, which you publish, right, which I appreciate so much. Well, let's get on to what's going on financially, because, of course, you know, Ben Bernanke says, you know, things are looking up, but we're not going to be changing things at all. We're not going to be raising interest rates at this time. We're not going to be unloading the $1.5 trillion worth of collateralized debt obligation, these phony bonds that they bought. I mean, they're going to sit on those things. They're going to leave interest rates where they are because, of course, they don't want to rock the boat. Well, certainly if they start to raise interest rates, why, of course, it will simply dampen down any possibility of a recovery of the economy. Basically, when the economy is bad, you lower interest rates. Well, the economy is bad, and interest rates are just about zero. And certainly, they're doing everything they can to block adequate loans to small businesses. Small businesses make up 80% of the jobs in this country, and they're strangling the small businesses so they can't get going, and they're doing it intentionally. And unless people understand that these people are not stupid, they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I agree with that. And it's like a dance, you know, a dance of death. You know, it's like dialectics, which is two steps forward, three steps back, two steps forward, one step back, and the rhythm is set to confuse people, and that's exactly what they're doing.
I agree totally. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question on finance, here's the man to ask. Don't ask me. I'm a retired orthopedic surgeon. I've been studying this for a long time, but Bob's been at this full-time for the better part of 50 years. And certainly he's been a stockbroker for many years. He understands how the system works. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it is totally manipulated by a small clique of very wealthy people whose dedication is not simply to money, but to this idea of creating a one-world government and the destruction of Christianity. And they're doing a pretty good job. Give us a call. Well, Bob, you want to talk about some of the things happening in the financial markets?
Well, I think that the government is having a heck of a time trying to keep the stock market up. And the earnings which are coming up.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iOtterol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Darkness, these manipulators, and they're using, of course, the working group on financial markets, the plunge protection team. But the market will drop when they want it to drop and when they will benefit. Well, right now, of course, we have Pure Heart calling from Aptos. Hi, Pure Heart. Get a chance to talk to you twice today.
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan.
Good to have a question or comment.
Hi, Bob. I appreciate your show very much. I have an obscure question. Our local paper, the San Jose Mercury, on page 4... said that, my gosh, we just happened to discover by accident $1 trillion of raw materials in Afghanistan. And they listed cobalt, copper, I think chromium, iron, and gold. So I know, I don't know if his paper also has that, but am I correct that that would have been visible by a satellite probably for a long time? And I know that they'll spend any number of our dollars to earn themselves $1. If that's true, does that kind of... imply that we're going to be there for a long time to protect mining all that assets? And has he heard anything about that?
I wrote 3 articles about it, 10 years, 8 years, and 7 years ago. And it is a matter of public record. And the Times and the government are lying. They've known about it for years, you know, through satellite. And it's part of the reason they went there. And it's part of the reason they want to stay there. Because they probably will make a deal with the Taliban and go in on mine all that stuff in there, and also continue to grow poppies, which allows them to control 93% of the opium produced in the world, and now a tremendous amount of marijuana. They're now the largest marijuana producers. So we have a government, and they are doing things they shouldn't be doing. And I've interviewed on radio and by email, I think it's 7 men, most of the Marines, whose detail was guarding this stuff.
Guarding the opium fields, you mean? Guarding the opium fields.
The opium fields, that's right. No, they're probably guarding the marijuana, too.
Okay. Wow.
So we can expect to be there for quite some time. Thank you. I'll listen more on the air.
All right, fine. But I really think Bob's point is very well taken. People must understand that when the wicked Taliban were in control of Afghanistan, why they stopped the opium trade. They cut it off. And, of course, you have to understand that the CIA, or at least the dark side, some compartment of the CIA, is the largest opium trader and marijuana trader in the world. Now, if you find that impossible to believe, and you have a search engine, just go up there and write in CIA and opium or drugs, and you'll find out that they're literally tens of thousands of entries about the CIA involvement in drugs. Everybody in the world knows about it except the people here in the United States. And when Gary Webb, a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter from the San Jose Mercury, wrote a series of articles about that, and Sydney, we interviewed Gary a number of times before he was suddenly fired and blacklisted, so he couldn't get a job with any newspaper in the world. And then, of course, he eventually committed suicide by shooting himself in the head twice, two times, to make sure he was dead. And ladies and gentlemen, this sort of thing really does happen. The last thing they want is for the American people to know that the CIA is certainly the largest purveyor of drugs in the world, and that's one reason we're there in Afghanistan. The wicked Taliban had stopped opium production, but now that the American forces are there, they're guarding the opium fields. The fields are blooming, but we say, oh, we have to do that. After all, we would lose the support of the people if we were to stop letting them grow marijuana. We don't want to give them an opportunity to grow other crops besides opium and certainly marijuana. So what's wrong with this picture? Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and let's go to Ken, who's calling from northern Minnesota with a question for Bob. Hi, Ken. Do you have a question?
Yes. I'd like to preface this, if I can. I've asked several people. I said, how would it be like the music?
Go right ahead.
If the powers that would be would wipe out all your debt and give you $50,000 on a debit card, if you pledge only to use the debit card for all your transactions that you take the offer. Now, I have not got a no yet. My question to Mr. Chapman is this. Since money's backed by nothing, what's to keep them from doing something like that?
Well, probably nothing is to keep them from doing that. And they get a lot better result than they would by feeding bankrupt banks money to keep them in business, and they're still bankrupt. I mean, there's hundreds of them. And we're talking about brokerage firms. I mean, seven companies in the insurance business got billions of dollars.
Hold that thought, we'll be right back here.
In TARP money.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Ken Cost calling from northern Minnesota, and his question is, look, since money has no backing behind it, why not just give everybody a debit card and tell them to spend all the money they want to? And Bob says there's nothing to keep them from doing it, but of course, at the present time, they seem to have a different agenda. They have precipitated this whole financial crisis. You pick up the story there, Bob.
Well, they have, and it's been done deliberately. And as a result, the banks are been bailed out, along with Wall Street and insurance and some major corporations as well. And very little has been given to the public, and there's been a lot of foreign entities that have been bailed out as well. You have these swap agreements, and the Fed has made up money out of thin air, and last time they did about a year and a half ago, it was $500 billion, and they gave that to five other major nations, which are within the USDX, the dollar index. And they've been using some of that money to liquefy their system, auctions, which they're not going to tell you about. And so in essence, I figure that 80% of what the Fed has done, I should rephrase that, what the Fed has done has purchased through funds 80% of the Treasury paper that was sold last year. In fact, they just had an auction today, $316 billion. I mean, that's incredible. And I think in the last month, they've done something like $400 billion. And the number keeps on getting exponentially bigger. And there's no end to this. That's why they want to pass legislation, and their hope is that the incumbents stay in office and get it done, you know, maybe 9 months or a year from now, but it's not going to happen. The incumbents are going to get thrown out.
Well, I sure hope you're right there. And anything else you want to say, Ken, before we let you go?
Yes, if you don't mind.
Hold that thought then. We're just going to be bringing other stations back on board, and we'll be here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Ken on the line from North Minnesota. He wanted to know why, you know, as long as they could simply make money out of nothing, and they do. This is what the whole fractional reserve system is, and some of these banks are leveraged not only 10 to 1, they're leveraged 40 to 1. They got $1, and they can create $40 in credit, and when you're dealing with millions of dollars, pretty soon you're talking about real money. But Bob said there's nothing to keep him from doing it, but for some reason, at this time in history, they seem to be intent upon collapsing the whole economic system. Now, Ken does have another question. Before we get to that, Bob, I want you to go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get a copy of the International Forecast, or how they can subscribe to it, and how they can reach you.
The Forecaster is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. We publish on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Usually runs around 40 pages each time. We have a hard copy that comes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. And if you'd like a free introductory copy, you can go to the site. And this is a new site address, new website, www.intforecaster.com, intforecaster.com. Our email is bob@intforecaster.com. bob@intforecaster.com. And you can also call 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. You can get either a hard copy or an email copy. And everything that you need to know every week is in that publication.
All right, and it's a great publication. I can attest to that. Ken, do you have a quick question because we've got a full board?
Okay. Yes, well, one thing is the definition of salvation is health, safety, and well-being. Health, meaning the health care system. Safety, meaning homeland security. Well-being, meaning put your seatbelt on. My final question is, in order for them to control everybody and everything, would they not have to institute a debit card with everybody having a number in order to bring about this new world order?
They're in the process of doing that, Ken. This is not only here, but throughout the world. They're moving with RFID to have every single thing that's saleable in the world have a number. Do you have any comments on that, Bob?
No, that's what they'd like to do, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, let's hope and pray.
I think we're going to catch them before they can actually execute that. And when the people see what has been done by whom, then the people will move against them. This thing's going to blow up in their face. And I'm not an eternal optimist. You know, you and I have been at this for 50 years. It's been a hard road. But, boy, I see some terrific light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay, fine. Well, I think I'm just hoping and pray that you're right, because people are beginning to wake up, and that is really what's so exciting. But thanks so much, Ken, and let's go to Tony calling from SoCal. Tony, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Stan, Bob. I got two fast comments and then a question. My first comment was when the Taliban shut down the opium production totally, in Afghanistan, the biggest losers were the American banks that launder all that drug money. secondly, as far as your previous caller, what he was mentioning is also the total proof reason why we don't need an income tax. When they can create $20 trillion out of nothing, the only reason we have an income tax is just so that they can regulate everything. My question is concerning the Gulf Gusher. From what I'm understanding, there's tremendous amounts of gases coming up out of the ground, like benzene and other things, that could poison the land mass for up to to maybe 200-300 miles. And with the wind currents and rain and other things like this, I understand that there are some plans for evacuating the entire Gulf Coast. Now, the one thing, this is where, if this is true, that I just read, I don't know if either one of you are familiar with David Meyer, pastor, David Meyer, Last Trumpet Newsletter.
Right. Well, Sydney, the thing is that we're just going to have to wait and see. Bob, do you have any thoughts at all on that? Have you heard any inside information about thoughts of mass evacuations?
No. I've heard talk, and I don't know that that's going to happen. But I do know that the damage is going to be just in the Gulf and the states that border on the Gulf. The fishing will be wiped out. And, you know, even the alligators are dying. I talked to a professional who captures them and sells the meat and strips their hides. And all they can take were the hides because the bodies are so contaminated. And, you know, they found these creatures immediately after death. But the point here is that you know, hundreds of thousands of jobs are going to be lost. And whole areas are going to have to be abandoned. And with minor exception, all of those areas are not Democrat, they're Republican. And for the most part, they're conservative. And I think that's got something to do with it.
Okay, that's an interesting thought. Anything else, Tony, before we let you go?
Well, Dr. Stan, Pastor David Meyer, Last Trumpet Newsletter. He just came out with his very last newsletter this last week, and then he died at a very at a young age.
Well, we will we'll certainly look at that last newsletter. We do.
But this was the one thing that he brought out in his very last newsletter. He said that there was an appropriations bill passed by Congress that just gave President Obama $20 million to bring 100,000 members of Hamas into this country and resettled them. And I have not heard this anywhere else. He's very reliable. Last Trumpet Newsletter, it's all there. It's documented. And I have a feeling that if Obama does bring these 100,000 Hamas into this country and ties it in with this oil spill disaster, that we very well may be looking at martial law.
Okay, fine. Well, thanks, Tony. And we'll just have to wait and see.
That's all we can do.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Check it out, Last Trumpet.
God bless. Bye-bye. Let's go to Steve calling from Santa Monica. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And Steve from Santa Monica, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing fine.
All right. Bob, I just got this new book from my dad. It's an author, Harry Melanson. It's called Perfectibilis. Wasn't that the Illuminati's original name?
I didn't understand you.
Bob couldn't understand. What was the title of the book?
Perfectibilis. I'm wondering if
I've heard the term, but I really don't know. That was it was really called the Illuminati, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Is that Latin?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, well, I had 4 years of Latin, and perfect is the same word in English. So they would be the perfected ones, so to speak.
I'm wondering if that's...
And I've heard that word before, but I've never paid any attention to it. I got to be honest with you. So please continue.
Okay. I was just wondering if that's European Illuminati or American Illuminati, or is it both?
It would be European.
Probably
goes back, you know, several hundred years. Again, I'm guessing, but that would seem logical.
Probably the best summary of the Illuminati is written by the Librarian of Congress, James H. Billington, in his book, Fire in the Minds of Men. We do not carry the book, but you can get it through Amazon or elsewhere. Fire in the Minds of Men, where James H. Billington, the Librarian of Congress, writes about the secret societies that reshaped Europe, and, of course, this continuing revolution, and, of course, he ended the book in about 1960 with the Cuban Revolution, which is part of the continuing revolution, dating right back to the Illuminati.
Sounds very good. And I'm also wondering, where were our founding fathers like part of that kind of cabal? Or
well, some of them were and some of them weren't. Most of them were not, but a few of them were. The ones that are most prominent, people like certainly Benjamin Franklin, was deeply involved in the mystery religions. But certainly most of them were Christians. If you have not yet seen the Secret Mystery DVD series, I recommend that to you strongly because we'll answer all of your questions along that line, okay?
All right.
Okay, thanks very much. And let's go to George calling from Toronto. Once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And for anybody who would like to know about the influence of the Illuminati and similar organizations, Freemasonry, when America was founded, the DVD series, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, there are three DVDs in it. It is probably the best single source of information that you'll find. And it's available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. And let's go to George calling from Toronto. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go right ahead, George.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Stan. Bob, is there any investigation going on to that, the dumping of BP stocks and the shorting of them by the SEC?
Not that I know of, because if anybody owns stock, they can sell it any time they want. If they own a substantial amount, usually more than 5%, then they have to make that...
What you were talking about earlier in the program...
That the SEC would have to know about that, but they don't report right away. I think they report quarterly, so it wouldn't come out until June. But there's nothing illegal about it. It's just that things don't happen by chance.
Exactly.
They had insider information. This whole thing was a setup. I mean, there was one of the crews that was on that platform, and they scurried off there and got off there, I don't know, an hour or so before it blew up. And why would they do that? And there were people who knew what was going on. It's just like with 9/11. It's the same thing.
Exactly, yeah. My other question for you, Bob, is do you think there will come a time in the not-too-distant future, maybe a year or two, when things really get rough? That not just the American...
First of all, they're already rough, and I think they're going to get a lot rougher.
Is there going to be one thing that the American people say, they're just going to throw up their arms and say, look, we're not going to take this crap anymore? You know?
Well, I think that they will reach that point. Where, I don't know. But I do know that I projected, right now unemployment is 22.38%. And that's a U6, and if you cut out the birth-death ratio, that's what you get. And I'm looking for 23.75% by the end of August. And I haven't tried to project the remainder of the year, but it could be 25% because the economy is going to slow down. And even now, if they threw $1.5 trillion to $2 trillion into the economy, it takes time for it to run its course. Now, one of the quicker ways they could do that is tell the banks, start lending to small and medium-sized businesses, and the economy would improve. But inflation would go right through the roof because it would monetize all that money that they borrowed from the Fed, which is sitting on deposit at the Fed at a higher interest rate.
Okay.
It's incredible what they're doing. I mean, you talk about mass crime, unapproached, not pursued. It's unbelievable what's going on.
Well, I'm sure sooner or later heads will roll, if you get my drift.
Okay, well, thanks very much, George. And let's go to Ernie, who's calling from Spokane. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing is orchestrated. All you need is the membership list of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, and we have all that. It's called the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness. And so we actually have the membership list from the Trilateral Commission and from the Council on Foreign Relations, and certainly they don't publish the Bilderberger list, but other people have published them, and of course a group of 30, and these are the people who really run the world. Of course, there is the Club of Rome over in Europe, but these are the leading groups that that really are directing the course of world affairs, and they're bound together by a common desire to create a one-world government and to destroy Christianity. And that's what most people are missing, is the spiritual component behind everything going on today. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, here in the Central Coast of California. And Ernie is calling from Spokane, Washington. Hi, Ernie. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
As always, I enjoy your Monday show. You and Bob are great guys to listen to. Today I heard on the news that the president signed into law or had an executive order to get rid of sending checks out to people who are on Social Security or checks for tax refunds. They will not be able to do that anymore. They want the people's bank account numbers. They will use direct deposit. What is your opinion of this?
I heard nothing about it.
Yeah, I heard it once today at the top of the hour at 8 a.m. Pacific time, and I didn't hear it for the rest of the day.
Somebody, our producer, said that he had heard it as well, so apparently it's happened. And they've been trying for a long time to get people to, rather than get a Social Security check sent, just automatically deposit it to your bank account. And so look at all the trouble, and say they wouldn't have to send you a check, and you wouldn't have to go down. And so basically the same thing with your IRS forms. Why they don't want you to send in a form, they want simply to you to send it all in electronically. They want to do everything by computer, and that way they'll be able to do away with a lot of the people there. Everything will be done by the computer, and we can fire a lot of those federal employees. Any thoughts on that, Bob?
Everything that you said, and I think that's very disappointing, because they're going to be able to more nearly track people. And that violates people's rights under the Constitution. But they don't care.
They really one day want to take us into more or less a cashless society where everything is done by computers. You go down to your service station, you get your gasoline with a credit card, you go into the stores, you pay by credit card, you buy your food by credit card. They've got a record of everything you buy. They know everything about you. They've got the GPS coordinates of your home. They can listen to your telephone conversations, even if your cell phone is turned off. They can track where you are. They can watch you by satellite. They've got the video cameras up there. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you understand this is going on all over the world? They have your picture. They got it from the Department of Motor Vehicles. They have your thumbprint. They have a dossier on you. They're collecting dossiers on every citizen. It's all in the name of fighting the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's been dead for probably 6 or 8 years. We'll be back here in just a moment with Bob. And Ernie, you have anything else you want to say?
I just want to...
Hold that thought then. Bob, Cindy, we've got Ernie on the line. Ernie, do you have another question for our guest?
Well, one question I do have is about silver. I just see it bouncing from anywhere from 14 to...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm committed on how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake, but a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800.
Allowed to happen, it's going to have profound economic consequences. I think that the coming war with Iran is going to be a total disaster and is going to probably be reflected in violence, increasing tempo of violence here in our country. And what can you do about it? Well, you can tell others. You can pray that it doesn't happen and pray that I'm wrong, and I hope and pray that I am too. But I have to tell you what I believe, and all the information we get from multiple sources convinces me that certainly the war is coming with Iran. What we're seeing there in the Gulf is totally contrived, but then most things are contrived. They just don't want you to know about it. Well, certainly, if you have not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you have not yet heard my talk on the specter haunting America, it goes into how they're destroying the lives of your children and your grandchildren. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you and your parents, or you and your friends, they know exactly what they're doing. If you haven't heard our material on planned population reduction, you need to know the process is going on throughout the world today. If you would like to know how they're poisoning you with genetically modified foods, the book, Genetic Roulette by Jeffrey Smith, and on genetically modified foods in general, the tape set, GMO foods. All of this information is available. If you want to know how they're using soy, even not even genetically modified soy, but just regular soy, why we have a 4-tape set on soy, and we have a book on soy. And then, of course, if you want to know how they're poisoning the American people with statin drugs, why, of course, the 4-tape set on statin drugs is there. And we even have a book on statin drugs written by a doctor who was part of the astronaut program. Get this information. It's available from Radio Liberty. And understand they're poisoning the American people. They know what they're doing. Just this last week, Dr. David Graham of the FDA, and we certainly have hit the article, the talk he gave on Vioxx. It's up on our website, but now he's come out pointing that Avendia,